Hola amigos, somos la familia Pitts. I said estamos last time and I thought about it and I was like, we are not temporarily the Pitts family. We are the Pitts family. Yeah, and this is episode 2 of our vacation recount and we're going to talk about Samara and probably a couple of things that we forgot about and we're going to apologize ahead of time for the fact that Aveline is eating an ice cream cone and you can hear it and it probably sounds really gross.
Wah, wah, wah.
So one thing that Ellis has been doing is going on a chicken tender tour of Costa Rica.
Well, actually of the world. I've kind of done it everywhere.
And how does everyone feel about the chicken tenders available in Costa Rica?
Whenever I order them, they're much better than whenever Aveline orders them.
I got fish sticks.
She did.
Well, that was disappointing. But they were also pretty good fish sticks. Like legit fish sticks. They were pieces of fish fried.
They were not nearly as good as the chicken tenders, though. We have gotten some amazing chicken tenders.
Awesome chicken tenders.
Yes.
They're really good. They really know how to fry things here.
And one thing I forgot to talk about in our last episode was the best poke bowl I've ever had in my entire life that we got on Rosalito Beach. And that was actually a really, really good meal. And we kind of just went to the restaurant, Patagonia Del Mar, which is a really pretty restaurant next to pretty much everything else being destitute. It was crazy. It was great food, and it wasn't even expensive.
That's where Aveline got her fish strips.
Yeah, that's where she got the fish sticks. Okay.
Oh, so I said strips because chicken strips.
It was the best poke bowl. Like seriously, I don't know. Anyway, so moving on from that food journey, let's talk about Samara. So you guys, initial impressions of Samara.
They have really good chicken tenders.
Yes, they do have good chicken tenders here, too. Aveline, initial thoughts of Samara.
Their drinks are in bottles.
Their drinks are in bottles.
All of Costa Rica's drinks are in bottles.
And also, I apologize for the sounds. I spilled my ice cream.
She spilled her ice cream.
All of my ice cream. I need to do packing.
I thought the drive into Samara was just really enjoyable. From, like, you have to drive. You're on an island, or not an island. You're on the beach in Tamarindo, and you look at the map, and Samara is just down the coast. And you're like, okay, I'll just drive this road down the coast, and it's great. And they're like, no, don't do that, because this road is a dirt road, and there's rivers you cross with no bridges, and you have to, like, get your car through a river somehow. And so...
And
instead,
there's a lot of cars that have, what is?
A snorkel?
Yeah, it's like a snorkel on the car. Why do they, like, it looks like it's a pipe that goes up the side of the car, and it looks like a snorkel. Why the hell
do
they have
that? So it gets the air intake higher, so that way the car can drive through the water, through deeper water. Because you need to drive into, like, 5 foot deep water, because that would be a great idea in your car. But...
not really.
So basically, they rip their plumbing out of the wall and attach it to their car.
Pretty much.
Sometimes.
Their plumbing?
Well, their
power of the wall.
That's what she's saying.
So we had to drive back into town, like into the middle of the country-ish, and then back down. So it took twice as long as what you would think it would do. But driving through Nicoya was really nice, and then... from Nicoya to Samara was just, like, it's what I think we think of Costa Rica, with big mountains, and you're in the valley, and there's, like, all this tropical foliage, and it was just great. It was really pretty drive.
Yeah, because when you're in the Tamarindo area, everything is really close to the road. All the houses are close to the road, everything's close to the road, and... it's all kind of on top of one another. And then when you get out of there and you go towards the middle of the country and get up closer to Nicoya, things start to spread out. The houses are further off the road and everything. It just, like, it opens up and it doesn't feel so claustrophobic. It feels like beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful drive.
I have something. So, if you're claustrophobic, don't go to Tamarindo.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been in Samara for a few days now. How many days have we been here for?
It's Wednesday.
And we got here on
5.
5 days. Oh my gosh. We're going to have to leave.
No.
We don't like that plan. Okay.
These 3 days.
Oh. So what has been your favorite things here so far, friends?
Surfing.
Cocos. And surfing.
I should have said the grocery store.
We actually found, so when we were in Tamarindo, we pretty much shopped at the equivalent of like a
MaxiPad
7-Eleven or like a gas station, right? Like it wasn't that much bigger than that. Like a truck stop kind of thing. And then when we got here, we started exploring the actual
grocery stores.
MaxiPad.
We've had a few misadventures in those stores. One of them today. Mike, would you like to explain the misadventure of today?
Well, it actually was a misadventure the other day too, because we've bought these twice now. So we bought LaCroix water, which Monica and the girls enjoy drinking a lot. And I got back and I'm like, why is the bill so expensive? I can't figure out what's going on. And first off, I bought a 6-pack of Corona, and the sticker was 1,000 colonies, and it had like just 6 packs of Corona. I'm like, this is a good deal. Like 1,000 colonies is like $1.85 total American. And so I'm getting 6 beers for $1.85. Heck yeah, let's do it. And they had this beer called Imperial, and it was like on the other side was 1,100 colonies. So I'm like, well, I'm getting a deal on the Corona. Well, come to find out, it was per bottle. So I spent 6,000 colonies on it, which wasn't the end of the world, but wasn't cheap per se.
Because 6,000 colonies is just under $12.
$11 and some change. Yeah. So I was kind of upset. Then I noticed that Monica's LaCroix was 14,000 colonies, which was like $26 for a 12-pack of sparkling water. That wasn't great.
14,000 colonies for a 12-pack of sparkling water.
Oh my goodness.
That's all. Okay, so the other thing that I've been really surprised with the pricing of is peanut butter. Like, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm just going to buy some peanut butter. I'm going to make some protein balls, and then we'll have something really easy for breakfast. And it's like, the first place we went to, it was like $20 a jar or something like that. So, and I was like, oh heck no, I'm not spending $20 for this jar of peanut butter. It was like 10,000 colones. And then we went, now we're in Samara, and we bought a jar that was like $8 for a jar of peanut butter. So it was, yeah.
Like, well, everybody says it's so much cheaper. It doesn't feel like food and drinks are a whole lot cheaper here. There's probably cheaper things per se. Like if you buy rice, it's probably cheaper by 30%. But if you're buying meat, probably equal or more. Any dairies, mm-hmm. equal or more.
Fruits about the same.
Fruits not that bad.
Some of the vegetables are way more. Like broccoli, I don't even think you can afford to eat it.
Yeah.
But the carrots are like the size of Aveline's arms.
Or thighs, maybe.
Or thighs. I mean,
probably
they are
thighs.
Huge.
Looking at her arm right now.
They're the biggest carrots I have ever seen. They're so big.
Yeah.
So, Aveline, tell me about surfing versus boogie boarding. What is better, surfing or boogie boarding?
First off, can you tell us about starting surfing on the soft board versus the hard board?
I like the soft
Can you describe what a softboard is?
A softboard's basically a paddleboard, but you surf on it.
You're right. That's mm-hmm. a really good description
of it. I think it literally is a paddleboard.
So it's like, it's foam on top, it's wider.
Yeah.
And it's easier to stand up on, right? It's thicker. So then what's the hardboard?
The hardboard is thinner. Rock, like a rock.
It's hard.
Yeah, you put wax on it.
So it's your traditional surfboard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the one you see in movies.
Cool.
Aveline is a pretty quick catch on the surfing, though. Like,
except for the fact that I can't carry a board.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Aveline's size board. Yeah. Aveline is like maybe 5 feet tall. Maybe?
Not even
5 feet tall?
She's like 4 feet something.
Her recommended surfboard is 8 feet long. So she's like, I can stand up, no big deal. It's like, well, yeah, you're on an island. So it's the island in Costa Rica, Aveline surfboard. There's some frogs outside. Yeah, we've got a lot of frogs in our trip, ooh, too. So.
Yeah.
Ooh. And monkeys.
Howler monkeys. Oh!
Ow! You guys found some howler monkeys today, yes, didn't you?
Do you want to know the amazing thing? They make these loud sounds like they're dying elephants.
What's that, right?
Like they're dying elephants, but they're literally like
tiny things.
Like 1 foot long.
They're like the size of babies.
No way, they're that small?
Yeah. Maybe like a tad bit bigger, but not much.
Whoa, I thought they were way bigger than that.
And they're thinner than
no,
like the biggest one, maybe Roxy's size, maybe.
Whoa.
They're like the size of like a baby.
So that means that they're between like 20 and 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nowhere near 50 pounds.
I know.
Wow.
And you know, if you come on the land and you're a monkey, you're going to be shredded to pieces.
Mike, tell everybody what they're making noises for.
Well. Can I do it? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. They go from, so, whenever they make their noises, they're marking their territory. And they go from place to mark their territory to let, like, every monkey know that this is their territory. You cannot go in their territory.
Ellis, what other kinds of interactions have we had with the monkeys on a very daily basis at this house?
The poop.
Yeah.
They poop every single day, and they almost
we actually have named our place Monkey Poop Palace.
Casa de Monkey Poop.
What were you going to say?
Good news is the pool cleaner came today and they cleaned the monkey poop up for us, so we didn't have to clean
with
it up.
With the pool water, so they took like a foot away from the pool water just to clean the monkey
poop. Fine. Yeah. At least we didn't have to pick it up.
I mean, they don't even come near our house. We don't even see them unless we're using the binoculars. And then they poop on the freaking patio. So they're completely antisocial until it's the middle of the night and we're sleeping. There are times where I swear, I think I hear something in the pool. And I wonder if those monkeys aren't taking a swim in the pool and then pooping on the patio.
Maybe that's the reason the pool gets so dirty.
I'm wondering about it.
Something's happening.
Maybe you should sample.
I've thought about that too, but maybe they wouldn't come around if it was that bright.
Well, having said that, this is going to be a tangent the other direction. Staying up all night. One thing that's way different here is that it's dark by probably 6:30. Like, pitch black dark.
Yeah, it felt like at like 5:30 when me and Emily came out to have a snack. It felt like it was like about time to go to bed, like back in Missouri.
And
like,
there have been nights where we've went to bed at like 7 o'clock at night.
It's 9:40. Yeah. It's 9:42 right now.
If Nick's
gonna listen to this podcast, he's got at least 2 hours probably before the sun goes down at the farm, and we're gonna be in bed. Like normally, we've been in bed by 8 o'clock almost every night.
It's 10:42 at home in Columbia.
True.
So if Nana watches this instead, she'll be watching at 10:42. It should be like 20 minutes. 10:42. I don't know that. I can't do it.
Okay, other things that are interesting about Samara. Since we're on the subject of Nick, let's tell Nick about how these folks take care of cattle around here.
They let them go wherever they want. There's a spider on the floor.
Yeah, they pretty much, there's cows everywhere. There's road cows. They're like, traffic can be stopped by cows. They're in the middle of the town.
The roads. I know.
The horses are in the middle of the town. I know. Saw them. They put a horse out to graze on the soccer field in the middle of town here.
I know.
Multiple horses.
Multiple horses.
And also, there's cattle that's like, that. I swear, if these people don't care one day, these people are going to kill their cattle. They're going to kill them.
What's really strange about the cattle is that they don't fear cars at all. But if a human comes up and tries to touch them, they're like, oh, heck no. People are not okay, but cars don't matter.
They're like the Costa Ricans. You know, whenever you're driving around, they're like, we're going to drive as slow as we want to. You're not even going to acknowledge you're here. It's like, yeah.
And whenever you come to talk to them, they're like,
yeah, and then they're like, oh, hi.
So speaking of bikes, the modes of transportation in Samara are extremely eccentric in comparison to the types of transportation that we use in Colombia. Like, there's everything from golf carts to four-wheelers to bikes.
Like ATVs.
To horses.
ATVs. Horses. You're right. They
I swear.
Horses. There's somebody who rode a horse to school the other day.
I mean, yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm pretty sure someone probably rides their cows to school or something.
Good luck with that.
Are they going to go bull riding?
I don't know if they have rodeos here or not.
I don't. Ah, bug.
Okay, so yeah, there's some bugs.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Other things that you want to tell people about Samara?
It's better than Tamarindo. And also,
it doesn't rain here
you
very
have
much.
To. Yeah, but also you have to put your Alexa, what's it called again? The thing.
I don't know.
We don't know what you're talking
about. You think
about the directions. The directions.
Navigation?
Yeah, the navigation. They say Tamarindo, but it's actually Tamarindo. That is Dallas. Tamarindo.
There's a bug right here across
I
the
know.
Table.
So, one of the things that I really enjoy about Samara is that it's a lot smaller, and it's definitely an agricultural community, but it's a beach community too, and the food here is much more local. Like, it, almost every place that you go, you can get a casado, which I love casados, but I never knew what they were called. And it's basically a marriage of a whole bunch of different things. There's usually rice, and there's beans, and then there's a salad of sorts. There's a protein, so like fish or chicken, and sometimes they'll give you an egg. You never know. And Costa Ricans love their sauces. You could get two sauces or more with it,
also,
right?
It's all called salsa, though.
Yeah, it's all called salsa.
Like,
and they're so good. I love the casados. Like, love them. And we looked everywhere for this type of food when we were in Tamarindo, and we never found it.
It was so exciting.
Yeah, except for at Big Mama's. We found it at Big Mama's. But it's been really nice to actually get to eat the local food because it's so incredibly good.
And the chicken chips.
We ate our first meal here at Nagui's.
That was Tamarindo.
No, that was Tamarindo. Okay. Where was it? Wait, I got it.
The beach place.
It was...
No, it wasn't.
Kigongo Pub. And they had these things that looked like tomatoes, but they tasted like sour strawberries.
What? They were really good as a non-tomato liker.
They were so good.
Aveline and Ellis were very excited because they had rope swings as seats, looking out over the road, which was actually good because all of our bags were in our car, and apparently you can't leave your bags in your car or somebody's going to rob you. And so we get to watch our car not get robbed and swing and eat food. So it was a win for everybody.
Do you want to know a fact? There were two cars. that the second they sensed the motion, it was going beep, beep,
oh,
beep.
Yeah. There was a car.
Yeah, the car alarm.
Oh, my gosh.
There. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and, like, it was not the best time. It sounded like there was construction or something backing up.
Oh, yeah. So there's construction right next door to us at our house. And so yesterday they dropped multiple dump truck loads of gigantic rocks.
Right in the middle of conversations.
Not quiet. And I also found my new favorite drink, which is a frozen coconut mojito. Talk about tasty. I'm going to figure out how to recreate this thing.
Hopefully you can do that. That would be great.
And, okay, so to close up this conversation, I just want to talk a little bit more about surfing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Like, how surprising is it that everyone in our family can actually get on a surfboard
and fall
and
off,
stand up and surf on a wave?
Oh my goodness.
It's actually almost hard to think. It looks super challenging, but it's really not.
Well, yeah, it's because all we're doing is riding the baby waves. It's like tubing.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it's slightly more complicated than tubing.
I mean, I did get a wave loss on the boogie board where I was bouncing. Remember that one?
Yes. Boogie boarding is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I think what's interesting about the surf is I obviously weigh more than you guys do. So I have to get further out into the bigger waves. And the waves are like pretty good size waves.
They're huge. They're like twice the size of you.
Look at them. They're like 5 feet over my head when I'm standing there.
Yes.
And then they break. And then there's like this big white water looking thing coming at me. And I'm like, okay, let's jump on the surfboard and go. And then it turns out and it's great. And you get going. But like literally 4 days ago in like Flamingo Beach, we're at the same, we're smaller waves. And they're like dominating. Like they're throwing us into the ground and like sand in our swimsuits and everything else, and here we're just like, yeah, no big deal. We can go get the bigger waves, and it's pretty fun. So
we are becoming fish. What did our surf instructor say about our family?
He said we did good. I don't know anything special.
We're crazy people.
He said, all in all, we did really good as a group. So
we're above average, yo. La Familia Pitts is above average.
See.
You know what?
We're actually willing to go back and do it again. That's another part. So, everybody's been three times now.
Mom's been two.
Mom's been two. Technically, you guys have been about two because you didn't really even try the second time. So,
but they got cheese bread.
Yeah,
we should talk about the bakery.
I would
live there.
To wrap off on the surfing, and then we'll go to the bakery. It is insane how much of a workout it is.
Yes.
To go surfing for like 30 minutes because you're walking through those waves and doing everything. Holy cow, you are worn out. So
I know.
It is a great workout compared to running because Monica and I ran at 7-ish, 7:30.
One morning, and then we ran at 6 another morning.
At 7, it's like 85 degrees and the heat index is like 95 plus already.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It is brutal hot. So working out in the ocean is way better.
Yeah. And you do feel like if you're out surfing or boogie boarding for an hour, you feel like almost like you've been running for like at least half hour to 40 minutes. Like it's a lot of work to go against the tide and get out there and then ride the waves and then go back out there. And it's even more work when you're handling the surfboard because it requires so much more upper body work to control the board to get it out there and then ride it back in. So I agree with you. Aveline has something to say. Go.
Okay, so whenever you're paddling, you don't really go anywhere. You're just sitting there going,
I know
that. Like an idiot.
It's like, why even paddle? Like, what are we doing?
I don't get it.
Because the water's coming out, but the wave coming in, you're paddling.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's just harder.
So it's strange. We'll have to ask him that question tomorrow.
If you're staying in Samara, always go to what bakery?
Wait, stop on the bakery thing. I have to do one more thing. Also, what's really interesting is one of the surf instructors at, what's our surf school?
Patos. P-A-T-O-S.
Is from Lebanon, Missouri.
Her mom's from Lebanon, Missouri. She's never been there.
Which is like 45 minutes from Lake of the Ozarks, which is crazy. So.
That's nuts.
I just, small world. Okay, girls.
Talk about the cheesy bread, and please do not forget the cream cheese. I thought that dairy products in Costa Rica sucked, and I'm not wrong. Some of them do suck, but others of them are like the best possible dairy products you can ever find.
Yes.
I love the bugs. There's a bug flying around, and I'm hoping it doesn't land on me.
We found this little bakery,
what's it called?
That, I don't know, that has the best, little baguette.
It's a long loaf. Yeah, it's like a baguette.
Yeah, it's like a baguette.
It's soft. It's not hard on the outside. Yeah. It's soft. It's soft all the way through.
No, it's hard on the outside.
No, it's not.
Well, it's like a little hard.
Well, do you remember our first baguette that we had in Tamarindo?
Yeah,
it was raw.
You could literally knock somebody over, like, knock
their bunches off. I could literally kill somebody.
It was like a baseball bat.
Come on.
But they're like cream
those
cheese.
Are the papagets.
Yeah.
The baseball bat.
They're like soft loaves of bread. And they had like cheese on them, which was like really good. And so we had a few of those so far. And our favorite way to eat them cut them up in like little slices and we turn them on their sides and we spread queso crema on it, which is cream cheese, and they're really yummy to eat like that. It's like a bagel with like cheese on it.
The cream cheese here is
so good.
Amazing. You know what's not good? The sour cream. Not good.
It's a bagel.
I know, I'm not ready to like put that.
It's like a bagel with cheese on it and add more cheese on it.
But really good cheese.
There's a little strip mall that has the bakery, so I went out one day by myself and stopped by the bakery, and I stopped by the butcher shop and got some sausage. We made some sausage and rice and beans at the house. It was a hit for everybody. Then the next day I wanted to go surfing, and the girls wouldn't go because they didn't want to go. So then I told them that but they wanted more cheese bread, so I said the next day, you can have 2 loaves of cheese bread, but you have to go surfing with me.
I mean, we didn't really go surfing.
And they actually didn't really go surfing.
Kind of, like.
But they kind of did somewhat surfing, and then we did some boogie boarding.
Well, me and you did boogie.
We made
boarding.
It to the beach. So we did good, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
And it's fun to go there and try to, like, order stuff in Spanish, too. So.
You didn't even order the butcher shop meat in Spanish.
Well, we will tell you guys more about Samara, I'm sure, in our next episode, because we really love it here. It's amazing.
Yeah, you definitely need a pool if you live here.
Yeah, heck yeah. You need a pool and an outdoor shower. Don't even think about not having one. Okay, friends. Well, thank you for hanging out with us, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.